This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Filing of nomination papers has begun for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry after the issuance of notification. The schedule of legislative assembly elections in these states was announced yesterday along with Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Voting in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be held on 9th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. In view of the upcoming assembly election in West Bengal, in an unprecedented decision, the Election Commission has directed all the police stations in the state to submit a detailed report on the law and order situation in their respective areas by next Thursday. The report must include information on the stockpile of weapons, identified antisocial elements and crime-related data. According to the Commission's directive, the officer in charge of each police station must ensure that their area remains crime-free. BJP today released its first list of candidates for the assembly polls in West Bengal and Keralam. In West Bengal, the party has fielded Leader of Opposition in the Assembly Suvendu Adhikari from Nandigram and Bhavanipur. In Keralam, Union Minister George Kurian will contest from the Kanjirapalli seat, while Party State President and former Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar will contest from Nemum. Another former Union Minister, V. Muralidharan, has been fielded from Kazakutam constituency. CPM-led LDF has also issued first list of candidates for the assembly elections in Keralam. LDF announced names of 75 candidates. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and Finance Minister K.N. Balgopal are among the 75 candidates. The Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2026. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Lok Sabha had already passed the bill last week. The discussion remained inconclusive. The Upper House will continue the discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2026 tomorrow. After completing today's business, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Lok Sabha today took up the question hour without any disruptions for the first time in the second part of the budget session, which had been witnessing repeated protests by opposition members. After the question hour, the House took up a debate on the demands for grants for the Ministry of Railways. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the House was adjourned for the day to meet at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has won all five Rajya Sabha seats from Bihar. The winning candidates include Nitin Naveen and Shivesh Ram from Bhartiya Janata Party, Nitish Kumar and Ramnath Thakur from Janata Dal United and Upendra Kushwaha from Rashtriya Lok Morcha. All the winning candidates secure the required number of votes to ensure their election to the Rajya Sabha. However, the formal announcement of the results is still awaited. In this election, the Mahagathbandhan failed to secure a single seat. The results of the Rajya Sabha elections from Odisha were also declared today, with four candidates emerging victorious in a closely watched contest. Manmohan Samal and Sujit Kumar have been elected to the Upper House as BJP nominees. Former Union Minister Dilip Ray, who was backed by the BJP, also registered a victory as an independent candidate, defeating Dr. Dateswar Hota, who was the common candidate of BJD, Congress and CPIM. Santarupt Mishra of the BJD has also been declared elected. Meanwhile, counting for two seats is underway in Haryana. LPG carrier vessel Shivalik, carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from Qatar, reached Mundra port in Gujarat this evening. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that another Indian vessel carrying LPG, Nanda Devi, will arrive tomorrow. Government sources today said a media report claiming that Iran has asked India to release three tankers seized in February for safe passage of Indian-flagged vessels is baseless. Sources said there has been no discussion of this nature between Indian and Iranian authorities. And that is the end of this news bulletin.